The Trump administration is moving to impose its first tariff. It would target Canadian lumber shipped to the United States, the kind used to build single-family homes, according to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. And the Canadian government is now calling on the U.S. to, quote, rescind this unfair and unwarranted trade action. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Hi there, Jason.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, the president, of course, did threaten tariffs during the presidential election, during the campaign, especially tariffs on China and Mexico, he repeatedly pointed out. But this one is on Canadian lumber. That would be around 20%. So how did we get here?
How did we get here? Well, this really is retaliatory action against Canada over a decades-old trade dispute. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says this dispute centers on Canadian provinces that have been allegedly allowing loggers to cut trees down at improperly subsidized costs and sell them at lower prices. Now, the Canadian government said late Monday that it strongly disagrees with the Commerce Department's decision and argues that their reasoning was based on information that was baseless and unfounded and allegations that came from the U.S. lumber industry. But this really matters to them because this is, represents, $5 billion in trade. Lumber represents $5 billion in trade with the U.S.
Right. And I mean, to point to the U.S. lumber industry, you mentioned that they did file a complaint last fall to the Commerce Department alleging that Canada was unfairly dumping wood or lumber in the United States. So as to Canada's possible, reactions, they're calling it baseless and unfounded, as you mentioned, but what actions could we expect from them?
Well, the foreign minister and resources minister of Canada's Liberal government says it plans to defend the country's lumber interests, and that includes possible litigation. It's also going to be pressing the Trump administration to rescind what it calls unfair and unwarranted trade actions. My colleagues Peter Nicholas and Paul Vieira report that in the lead-up to this decision on lumber duties, U.S. Canada and Trade Watcher said the Trump administration's move on timber could actually serve as an opening gambit in laying out what Canada, what he wants, what the Trump wants with his negotiations with Canada over the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiations, which really haven't begun in earnest yet.
Ah, I see. Okay. So a wink to a war over NAFTA. Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, but this is a preliminary announcement and it would need approval from the International Trade Commission, right?
Yes, right. But even a preliminary decision has immediate real-world consequences. It discourages importers from buying lumber from Canada. And, Wilbur Ross says the Trump administration tried to negotiate a settlement, but was just simply unable to do so.
Okay. Now, in the beginning of our conversation here, we mentioned that Secretary Ross had said that this is the kind of lumber used to build single-family homes. If the tariff is passed, we've just got a couple seconds here, would it make it more expensive to build homes in America?
The short answer is yes. I mean, lumber costs are the highest they've been in a decade, and U.S. home builders are among the biggest customers for Canadian lumber. Based on analysis from last year, a builder spends about $15,000 for softwood lumber in a single-family home, and that represents about 7% of the total construction cost of a home. So lumber costs could go up by around $3,000
wow.
for a typical home.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
You bet, Meghna.